Reformed Church.
You know, I feel like a lot of people live in this place, and whether you live there or whether you're just feeling that right now, that sometimes people are just really tired. Just life has made them really tired. It's like sometimes it just feels like one thing after another after another, and you just get to a point where you're just like, I'm done, and maybe you don't know exactly what to do with that. I just want to tell you, for one, that the when the Lord is working through you, and when you, as you get to know Jesus, that feeling, I think the first thing to say would be that that's not from God, right? That feeling is not from God. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 11, verse, I believe it's 28 and 29, it just says that Jesus said that we could come to him if we were weary and heavy laden, and he would give us rest, right? And he basically said to take his particular service upon us and just learn from him, and we would find rest for our souls. So I think the first thing to diagnose is that that's not from God, right? And that you don't have to feel that. You know, it's a difference between saying, I feel something, and then saying, I have to feel this way, right? So there is a knowledge of Jesus. As we grow in our knowledge of Jesus, that feeling disappears. Just to give you a testimony, I don't feel tired of life. I haven't felt that way in many, many years. I mean, a lot of years. And I've felt that before. I know what that feels like. But I haven't felt that in a very long time. And I can owe that exclusively to the gospel that the Lord has taught me and what Jesus has done for me. That's gone. I'm not saying that I don't have problems on the outside. I'm saying that I don't feel tired anymore. Don't feel tired, haven't felt it in years. That's not a normal feeling. That's something that we feel when our knowledge, we're thinking wrong, okay? Because Jesus said if we learn from him, we'd find rest for our souls. So therefore, if we don't have rest for our souls, what are we missing? Learning from him, correct, right? So that makes sense. So that's the diagnosis. So let me just tell you also, though, that what a lot of times what it feels like is that we're like life's beating us up, and then sometimes when we come to church, we feel like it's like, oh, like a breath of fresh air. I liken it to when I was younger, me and a few even people from church, we used to listen to music all the time, even used to listen to metal music and lots of different things. We used to go to concerts, and everyone would get up front in the concerts and be just packed in, so much so that like you really couldn't even breathe. And then a wind would come every now and then, these outdoor concerts. And when the wind came, it would blow on your face, and you'd be like almost like you caught a breath. And I think sometimes that's how packed it was. And I think feel like that's how it feels sometimes when people come to church, or you get an encouragement, and you feel like a breath of fresh air. But you know what that is, though? The reason why that is because you're getting a breath of fresh air off someone that knows something about Jesus that you don't. And they're not tired. And then they preach to you, and then you're like, oh, it feels so good. And then you don't know why when I go home, though, I feel like life's just beating me up again. And you know what that is that you need to have your own knowledge of Jesus. I guarantee you, if that's the way you feel, you don't know what the person that's speaking, you don't know what they know. And you can know what they know. This is why it's so important to get your own knowledge of Jesus. And when I say knowledge of Jesus, this is what's really important, though, and I'll just probably just wrap up with this. What's really important is I can't just tell you just continue in the gospel. I can't just tell you just know Jesus in general, because there's a lot of versions. There's a lot of churches this Sunday morning that are preaching right now that are not preaching the true Jesus, that are not preaching the true gospel. In fact, there are Christians all throughout this world right now that are feeling really, really tired, and actually a contributing factor, if not the main factor to them feeling tired, is the quote-unquote gospel, supposedly, that they're hearing is actually what's making them tired. Okay, so not just hearing anything at church is going to give you rest for your souls. Learning from Jesus, the true Jesus, is going to give you rest for your souls. And church will tire you out when you're hearing the wrong thing. But if you are being tired out, for instance, even with church, you've got the wrong Jesus. You've got the wrong guy, okay? So all this to just say that Jeremiah 17 talks about how if you want to bear your own fruit in your life and experience this for yourself, it says that you need to develop your own trust in the Lord and your own knowledge of Jesus. It's only the man that trusts in the Lord for himself. Not just hear someone else trust in the Lord and preach on a Sunday, and then you get that breath of fresh air. If you feel like life's beating you up and you're tired, one, it's not from God. Two, you don't have to feel that way. Three, the solution is you finding out for yourself, and that may start with church. That may start there. But you need to start seeking the Lord with all your heart and say, you know what, Lord? If you're real, if what they're telling me about you is true, if I can find rest for my souls, if you're the answer to my problem, then I'm going to seek you like my life depends on it, because it does. I'm going to seek you like my peace depends on it, because it does. And not see anything else as your solution. There's nothing else. At best, what the world can do for you is numb your pain so that you don't feel the problem that you're still going through. Jesus will solve the problem so you don't go through the problem anymore. Much different. There's a much different, I don't mean to for this to sound too aggressive, but there's a big difference between someone that's in hospice and someone just numbs them as they're dying versus someone that heals the person and they get up off the bed and walk. Two different things. And that's the difference between Jesus and all the stuff you've tried before. Okay? I'm telling you right now, that's a good word for somebody. That's the difference between Jesus and everything you've tried before. You want to lay in the bed still in your problem and get a whole bunch of people to try to numb your pain? Or do you, which is all the world can do for you, is numb the dying person versus go to Jesus, get the true knowledge of Jesus. And this is the only church right now that I can recommend. I'm not saying it's the only good church in the world. I'm by far not saying that. I'm just saying there's the only church right now that I can recommend to you. And you're not hearing another person right now. You're hearing someone at this church right now. Okay? So if this is encouraging you right now, then come back here because this is where you got it initially. You understand what I'm saying? I can vouch for this church that is teaching you the true gospel. All right? Again, if you're encouraged here, why are you going somewhere else? Then just come right back here. And I'm not saying there's no other good churches. I'm not saying that. But my point is with this, you need to get your own knowledge of Jesus, and that will heal the problem. And I promise you, you will find rest for your souls, and you can live better than even what I just testified before of where I'm at. You can live better than that, where you don't feel tired anymore. And the problem that you're going through is actually solved, not just numbed. Not just, I'm going to turn TV on and try to forget it. That's numbing the problem. You can live life in abundance and in prosperity and in health and not have the problem anymore. That's what the Lord's offering you. But I'm telling you, you need to get to know Jesus for yourself. That involves a lot more than just coming to church. That's you at home meditating day and night. This is Psalms chapter 1 on the truth of what Jesus has done for you, and church can be a start, and you need to, if you're not coming to church, that's a first step. When those doors are open, we're here Sundays and Wednesdays. If you're going to get aggressive about it, when those doors are open, here we are, here's the gospel, here's the solution to your problem, just be here. Sunday and Wednesday, well, I can't make it. You know what? How bad do you want your problem solved? How bad do you want what God has to offer you? I understand we make all the excuses in the book, and I'm saying this to encourage you, not to condemn you. There's a bunch of excuses, I understand. I can't do it. Well, you know what? When you get desperate enough, you let us know, all right? When you get hungry enough, you let us know, all right? Because you can say you're hungry all you want, and when we lay out the buffet Sunday and Wednesday, and you only take one a month, you're not that hungry. You're not that hungry yet. Or you don't recognize that this gospel that we're preaching is really the solution. I'm not saying this out of pride. I'm saying this because I know what we're preaching here. I know what it's done for me. I know what it's done for people that are here. We've had people come, and they come in limping, and they walk out healed instantaneously. We got people that have come in here bogged down, and they leave a few services, and they're just changed. I'm telling you, I know what this is only a confidence, not a pride. It's a confidence, and I'm telling you, what we're teaching, it's not perfect, but what we're teaching will solve the problem and get you going on that course. All right, so if you want it. Here it is. At least start here, and then when you're home, meditate on it for yourself. But you need the knowledge of God for yourself. Don't just listen to someone else enjoy it. You get in on it as well, all right?
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.